I always thank for your hospitality. On behalf of our congregation, I really appreciate for being with us and support us. Now we have a big screens, but you don't know why we needed these screens. In Korean churches, we need the screens and stuff like that. I asked to Pastor Mark, and then yes, you support this way too. So thank you. And as you know, the English is not my mother tongue, so probably the pronunciation is not like you. So please, very strong accent or even wrong pronunciations. You try to understand what this guy is talking about. But yes, in the context, yes, you may understand. There are two kinds of people who follow Jesus Christ. One is disciple. The other is the crowd of people. Those who want to be healed, to be fed, and to be blessed. We call these people as crowd of people. The crowd leaves Jesus when they receive what they want from him. However, disciples are different from the crowd of people. Jesus called the disciples to be fishers of men. A disciple is someone who follows Jesus Christ as their Savior and the Lord. Let me challenge you. Are you a disciple or just a person in a crowd? We are smart enough to answer that we have been called as disciples, but we live like a person in the crowd. We live like one of the crowd because it's uncomfortable for us to follow Jesus as his disciple. Honestly, for us to truly follow Jesus Christ, we must deny ourselves first and then carry our own cross. We have such a tendency to keep our distance from God. We just want him to forgive our sins and to help our needs. However, we want to be alone rather than for him to be close to us. If he comes near to us, it makes us feel embarrassed. We just want to maintain our relationship the way we want it for. Let me introduce a bird whose name is kiwi. A kiwi bird. There is a kiwi bird in New Zealand. A kiwi is a bird, but it can't fly because it forgets how to fly. Its wings were degenerated, so they live with a long bill and two legs. Kiwi bird hunt worms at night with her long bill and pit. So she lost her sight too. She uses only the sense of smell, the sense of touch, so she can find worms. She looks like a bird, however, she cannot bird anymore. It's funny that she still considered herself as a bird, even though she has already lost her ability to fly. God called us to be his people, especially his disciples. But sad thing is that we find different ways to live. Like the kiwi bird, they learn to live without flying by using smell and its feet to find worms. Hatch the plum egg, has the feathers, has wings. She looks like a bird, but she cannot fly. Just like people in the crowd, we have a short lifestyle. From our perspective, there is nothing wrong to live like that. But sad thing is that God's power is not shown in our lives. The book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31 says that God will renew the strength of his people like eagles. It says that, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will learn and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. We see the Israelites in the Old Testament, and some Christians in the New Testament, they live powerless life because they live a life that is irrelevant to their true identity. What do you think of yourselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as the Lord and the Savior? Are you God's children? Are you confident that God called you to be his disciples? Yes, we are his children, his disciples, a holy nation. In Matthew chapter 5, we see this message about the Beatitudes. In order for Jesus to change this world, he gathered his people and he commanded them to live with their identity as his people. The Bible is filled with the lives of ordinary people. How could they overcome their failure and become main characters? They were shaped into new people of faith in God. As they developed their faith, they were able to interpret their past differently. They had hope in the future and prepared for it. However, those ordinary people have become great people through God. We call this God's providence. We ask, what changed the disciples? Of course, it's the power of the Holy Spirit. However, I also think that it roots from knowing their identity as God's holy people. When their identity is defined, definite, as people of God, they are able to live a new life. Many people think that they receive blessings by reading the Beatitudes. No, we cannot live according to the Beatitude if our hearts are not changed. If God's message does not control our hearts, we cannot obey the message of the Beatitude. Why does Jesus speak about the Beatitude? In this viewpoint, we must examine our heart and thought, time and energy, talent and value, our attitude and our lifestyle, even our money, conform to the world with the words of God. And we must live for God's kingdom on this earth. That is why we must put new wine in the new wineskin. If we fall to fill up our heart with God's word, will lose our insight to see things properly. We say hurtful things to our beloved ones. We criticize others instead of encouraging and serving and building our relationship with love. Jesus called his disciples after fasting in the desert for 40 days. If we see those who were called as disciples, it is true that they had a holy desire. But in the social viewpoint, they were looked down by the other people. Like John, there were those who could not control the anger. John is like, we know him as a person of love. But like after he met Jesus Christ, his character was changed. But his like a nickname was Thunderbolt. And that means he's really, he has an anger problem. Like Peter, a lower class citizen. Like Matthew, having no purpose in life. They were these kind of people. Jesus called them for his kingdom to teach how they live and what they hope for. On today's passage, Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Understanding the poor in spirit is the key to open the meaning of the Beatitude. People who are poor in spirit have a holy earnings, a earning for God. God will fill up the heart of those who have a desire for God's kingdom. So if we are poor in spirit, we are not afraid of persecution in righteousness. Because they have a zeal for God's kingdom, they humble themselves and they did not give up in difficulty. They were able to have peace and joy in any circumstances. When we are poor in spirit, we can be someone who moans, those who become meek, those who work for peace, and those who have mercy. Nowadays, many people think that happiness comes from money, fame, beauty, and so on and on. Jesus said that happiness does not come from our possessions. It's already in us, overflow in us. Who is God to you and I? Why could the prophet Habakkuk says, "The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He makes me to go on the heights." Who are we then? We are God's chosen people. We are the people of his kingdom. We are Jesus' called disciples. Then I would like to ask a question again. Are you living as people who are poor in spirit? The people of God's kingdom, the disciples, live their life with different values than those in the world. If we are the citizen of God's kingdom, we must live according to the rules of God's kingdom, and we must examine our lifestyle. These are endless temptations in the world. We do everything that we are able to bring benefit to ourselves, which makes us forget our identity. It even makes us give up our identity. However, Christians must not pursue for our personal profit. We must follow righteousness and truth. and live as witnesses. God has called you and I to build God's kingdom on this land. Through us, God will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus came to Galilee 2,000 years ago to change the Israelites and the people who were in suffering and in hardship, those in death, those who forgot their identity as people of God, those who were living a life without purpose. He also wanted to change the center of the world, the wrong. Now the Lord desires to change the world through us. Jesus wants to change this world that is lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, abusive, disobedient to their parents, unholy, unforgiving, without self-control, brutal, not loves of the good, loves of pleasure rather than loves of God. And those who do not want to follow God's word. When we say that we need to change this world, where is the world to us? Today we must live as disciples, the called as fishers of men. Where we need to do our ministry is in our home and workplace and church. The home is the place that people can rest. It's a place that family members can experience, love each other. At home is also a place to learn and practice the Word of God every day. So Holy Spirit continues to anoint the family members. The workplace is not the field we can make money, but also it's a place to achieve our goals. Many people avoid conflict with co-workers. We just live selfish lives. But in one sense, the workplace is somewhere that we can contribute our talent. It can be a place for us to achieve our dream. For this reason, in order to change our workplace, we must do our best, and must become a professional. We must achieve the best that we can. However, we must also acknowledge our juniors and serve others with a humble attitude. The church must be placed that we can receive grace. Our life and soul become tired. Those who are not acknowledged at their workplace, and when we cannot rest at home, the church must be a place to help people who are weary, hurt, sick, and unbelieving to receive grace from God. Compared to family, the responsibility is not as great. Compared to work, there is not as much obligation. I believe that one must come to church and receive grace. If I want to state the conclusion first, that's not the right attitude about the church. When we live as God's disciples, we can rest. When we become a disciple, we are able to make our family a place of rest, experience of love, learn and practice the Word of God. Even at the workplace, we can bring joy to others and we become people with capability. We are able to accept others and bring harmony among people. However, there is a limit to what we can do with our own wisdom and strength. So we must receive the Lord's wisdom and power. And Pastor Gail Kim, he wrote a book. The title of the book is Calling. He states, we need holiness the ability to share other people's pain and an intimate relationship with God in order to have power in Christ. We must have an intimate relationship with God because we have been called to help others become God's disciples. We must have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. If we are not holy, we cannot achieve God's calling. God gives us holiness. There is holiness to those God has called. Those who live according to their selfish desires, those who live separate from their calling, will undoubtedly have a problem. Because they act according to their selfish desires, they will sin. There's no way but they can be holy. Because they are not holy, their relationship with God is broken. Humans are weak individuals. If we are weak, we must acknowledge it and accept each other's weakness. Those who do not understand why they must accept others' weakness and not able to handle their calling. What does it mean to share other people's weakness? That is, to accept personal sacrifices. You should share your time, possessions, and talent with others. According to our talent and holy gifts, we fully use them for His kingdom. We can encourage, listen to, and understand others, we must be able to pay the price for helping others become disciples as well. Then we must make others as Jesus' disciples also. We cannot change this world by ourselves. We first must be changed in order to change this world. A true disciple obeys the word of the Lord. Those in the church have different levels of devotion. However, the same seed of God's word have been planted. But there are different fruits. Specifically, the seed that was thrown on rocky ground will not rest because there are no roots. If there is no root, no fruit can grow. When we only devote a small amount and do not become God's true disciples, if we feel the burden by God's word, we cannot become the Lord's true disciples. In one of Max Lucado's books, you probably love this, the Christian author. You probably read this book, On the Anvil, into the three types of tools. The first is broken, rusted tool. It cannot be used by the blacksmith because it's broken, rusted. However, they are still remain in the blacksmith's workshop. They can be heated hot again whenever he wanted to. The second tool is very sharp, so it can be used at any time. But it's not on the hand in the toolbox. It's. The last tool is in his hand. It's not only sharp, but also in his hand, the blacksmith is working. The tool is being used for the creative carving. Like tools, all of us can be used by the blacksmith. We may be useless like the rusty tools. We can be in the toolbox, or we may be in his hand. Let's examine our hearts again. Now it's time to ask ourselves, am I a lust tool Or am I sharp tool in the toolbox? Or am I sharp tool in his hand being used for his creative ministry? However, we must remember that all these tools can be used by the blacksmith. They can all be shaped in the blacksmith's hand. This is our hope that we have in God. We are all still in the blacksmith's workshop. If we give ourselves to him, we will know his plans for us and will be used in this world. I bless and hope that all will be poor in spirit to make disciples of people in the nation and have a new plan to live for God's calling. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I humbly ask you to pour your Spirit upon us, especially those who are poor in spirit, earning for your kingdom on this earth. We want to give ourselves to you. We admit that you are the potter who is renew our soul and body in your shape. Please renew us. So let our soul sing the joy of the salvation. You know our heart. Touch each everyone here in the presence of you, Lord. Fill their heart with your peace and joy. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.